speaking to Judy Stewart of Future Farmers. Good morning, Judy. First of all, what does rabbit farming entail?
I think anyone going into rabbits needs to think very carefully about it, because it's a farming operation the same as anything else. And you can't be successful if you go into it without knowledge, and you're not going to be successful if you go into it without a genuine interest in working with animals. In farming, there are no get-rich-quick systems, and you need to learn as much as you can about rabbit production. The sad thing about rabbits is that there's a lot of misinformation out there, and it's not always easy to get the right kind of advice and mentorship. But I think most importantly, be careful of where you get your stock from. Make sure that you're setting up something that's going to be functional. It doesn't need to be expensive, and make sure that the rabbits are treated in a respectful way. And you can't treat rabbits in a respectful way without having some knowledge on the handling, the feeding, the accommodation, and so on.
And is this a popular type of farming in South Africa at the moment?
A lot of people are very, very interested in rabbits. We get inquiries all the time, but I don't know how many people are really successful with them. I always recommend to people when they go into rabbits that they start really small, so maybe with 4 or 5 breeding females and 1 male, because you can set up a small operation at a very modest cost, and over a period of 5 or 6 months, you can find out whether you like rabbits, whether you like rabbit farming, whether you've got a market for the produce, and really get a feel for it and learn with a few, and then grow your operation with the needs. So as your market increases, you expand your little rabbitry. And I feel very strongly that people should start with a small amount of investment, small amount of rabbits. If it works well, go from there.
Is it costly to start farming with rabbits?
Well, it depends. You know, some people start with building a great big shed, and they put wet walls in, and they buy expensive cages, and then it is very expensive. But if you start with just a few rabbits and a few cages, you know, your initial outlay might be 12,000 or 15,000 rand. And that's what I recommend, because with that 12,000 and 15,000 rand, you have the opportunity to learn about rabbits, learn about how to manage them, what it entails, and find out if you like them. You know, I know somebody who invested millions and millions in a big, sophisticated rabbit project, and then they were allergic to rabbit fur or something, and so they had to give up. But then it becomes difficult, because it's not easy to sell something like that. Whereas if your initial outlay is 12,000 to 15,000 rand, it's probably going to be possible to recover that if you decide to go that after 6 months that you don't want to do rabbits.
And can it be a profitable business?
Yes, it can be a profitable business, but it's the same as any other farming operation. You need to have good quality breeding stock. You need to have good protocols in place, and you need to make sure that the rabbits are well looked after. You need to develop your market. At the moment, there isn't really an established marketing system in this country for rabbits. We're working on that. We're hoping to get somewhere with that. But at the moment, each individual person is building their own market. And the market, remember, it can include the rabbits themselves. It can include manure. And some people are even collecting urine, which is also used as a foliar fertilizer.
Wow, that's interesting. I never knew that.
Yeah. No, they're very versatile. There's a lot you can do. I mean, we take all of the manure from the rabbits, and we're actually doing worm compost with it, you know, worm manure. You know, the red worms that you put in it, and they produce worm castings. So there's a lot that you can do. And rabbits work very well with a garden, vegetables or whatever, because the manure is very high quality, and it's We call it a cold manure, so you can take the manure from the rabbit's cage and put it on the plant, whereas with most other manures, you have to compost them because they will otherwise burn the plant.
And that was Judy Stewart of Future Farmers.